Hey, hey, welcome back to the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast. We are in week two of our negotiation series so that you can be armed and equipped to handle client objections. And that is going to happen to you all the time, especially when you're an online coach selling something for $2,000 or more. You're in the high ticket sales space. We're going to hear objections, and it's important that you know how to handle them. You have scripts that you can follow and that you are armed and ready to go to handle, again, those negotiations and handle those objections, close the deal, get the client to sign on the dotted line, hand over their investment, and work with you to change their entire life. Like I said, last week was our week one, where we walked through a case study where one of my students used negotiation to close a deal and get paid in full at $1,997. And today we're going to go through a negotiation tactic that I learned from Chris Voss in his book, Never Split the Difference. Chris Voss is a former FBI agent. He is a negotiation expert. I cannot recommend his book to you more. You can listen to it for free on Spotify. You can, you know, probably get it on Audible. You can probably go buy it in the store. However you get your hands on it, get your hands on it. If you're serious about closing more sales, getting more clients in your business, because learning how to negotiate, friend, that's what it's going to do. It's going to put more money in your pocket, more clients on your roster, more success in your business. All right. So let's dive into one of those tactics here in just a moment. Hey, coach, welcome to the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast. Are you ready to get more consistent, high-ticket clients in your online coaching business without having to go through exhausting flopped launches? Are you constantly searching for podcast episodes, looking for that key to unlocking $10,000 months in your business? Do you have big dreams of becoming debt-free, going on more family vacations, and staying home with your kids? But right now, your business isn't even breaking $2,000 a month? Hey there, I'm Cami. I'm a Christian, a wife, and a soon-to-be mom. A few years ago, before I was known for being a high-ticket sales expert for online coaches, and before I founded my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, which offers some of the best marketing and sales strategy in the coaching industry, I was just your average online coach, struggling to get by. I didn't know how to get clients, make consistent money online, or get out of the painful cycle of living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt. And to make matters worse, my husband and I were struggling through years of infertility and needed tens of thousands of dollars to grow our family. Oh, and on top of that, student loans and credit card debt. Needless to say, financially, we were a sinking ship. My business needed to make money. My family depended on it. That's when I discovered the art of how to close high-ticket sales. And the best part? You don't need thousands of Instagram followers or ever have to struggle through another duct-taped Instagram launch ever again. In this podcast, you'll find practical sales strategies to use in your own coaching business, biblical principles for the Christian entrepreneur, and a healthy dose of tough love. Because one thing you need to know about me, I don't sugarcoat it. My ultimate goal is to turn you into an absolute powerhouse at selling your high-ticket coaching online, so you can be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your clients, and create life-changing impact for the kingdom of heaven. So grab your Bible, your laptop, and let's get to work. Because you were made for this. How many of you have heard that in a sales pitch, we want to get the other person to say yes? Well, obviously we want them to say yes to the program and to the sale, right? But how many of you have heard that, like, you want to get them to actually say yes before it even gets to the question of, like, do you want to do it? Yes or no to the sale. Like, I've heard that you want to get people to say yes multiple times throughout the conversation. And if they say yes multiple times throughout the conversation, then they would be more likely to say yes to the sale itself. And I'm not saying that that's not true, okay? However, it can be more powerful to actually prompt your potential client to say no rather than yes.
And this is not a trick, okay? But it is a tactic. It is a tactic that is spoken about in Chris Voss's book, Never Split the Difference. It comes from his book where he learned these tactics through his career in the FBI, okay? So they are legit. Let me explain this tactic to you. In sales, like I said, it has often been a rule of thumb to prompt your lead to say yes multiple times throughout your sales conversation. And if they say yes multiple times, they'd be more likely to say yes to the sale itself. Now, again, I'm not saying that that's not true. What I am saying is that the problem with this is that people oftentimes will say yes to avoid confrontation, or they'll say yes to people please, or they'll say yes only to back out later. Like, have you ever had that happen? Like, somebody seems like they're a shoo-in. Like, yeah, yes, yes, yes. I just have to go talk to my husband and I know that he'll say yes to, or yes, and I just have to go do X, Y, Z, or I just have to get the money together. And then they back out later, right? Like, we've all been there. And so many times, prompting your lead to actually say no can be more powerful than prompting them to say yes. Let's run through a hypothetical example of this. So let's say that you're pitching an offer to a lead and they come back to you and they say, hey, this is an incredible offer. I'm so grateful for the time that you spent with me. However, you know, I just can't afford it at this time, okay? And you, let's say that you come back and you guys are having dialogue and you find out that, okay, they're being truthful in the sense that, like, it really is only about the finances. That goes back to isolating the objection. We're not gonna do an episode about that. You need to be in Powerhouse in order to learn how to isolate the objection, which is so key. Come join Powerhouse, click the link below, send in your application, book your interview call so that you can get your hands on that on all my negotiation scripts so that you know how to isolate the objection. But let's just say that you already have that script, you isolated the objection, you knew that they were being truthful in the sense that it really was only finances. That was the only thing holding them back. What do you do then? Okay, well, this is a perfect opportunity to use a no-focused question, okay? A question that we actually want them to say no to. So let's say that you come back and you say, hey, you know, I hear you. I hear you that, you know, you're saying that financially this is not doable for you right now. Would you be opposed to discussing a smaller package that does fit your budget more perfectly? Would you be opposed to that? Okay, now that is a subtle shift in the question. We're essentially asking, hey, would you be up for this? But we're shifting a couple words to where actually what we hope that they say to that question is no. Because listen carefully, I said, would you be opposed? In other words, would you be completely like just put off by the concept of discussing a smaller package? And we're hoping that they say no to that question. Well, no, I wouldn't be opposed to discussing something smaller that does fit my budget. Of course, that sounds very rational and reasonable. And so that is an example of how you can prompt somebody to say no, and it's more powerful than prompting somebody to say yes. Friends, I know this was a quick episode, but this is such a powerful tool and powerful skill to use. Put it in your back pocket. Put it in your armor, your tool belt, if you will, of negotiation. Just know that sometimes it is more powerful to get somebody to say no than it is yes. Now, this is just one of the 15 different concepts that I discuss with clients inside of High Ticket Powerhouse when it comes to negotiating high ticket sales packages. This is one out of 15, okay? You need to get your hands on these tactics, on these skills. You need to practice them. You need to have my 10-page script document so that you know exactly what to say when somebody comes back to you and says, I can't afford it, or my husband said no, or it's not a good time, or I need more time to decide. If you're serious about getting more clients, closing more deals, having more success in your business, you need to be armed with this negotiation tactics. It is not just something that is nice to have, it is required to have, okay? It's required if you're serious about getting to that next level in your business. So in order to get your hands on that, go down in the show notes, click the link that will prompt you to fill out your application for Powerhouse. You're going to learn how to negotiate, okay, like an FBI agent, because again, many of the tactics that we teach come from Chris Voss, a former FBI agent, in his book, Never Split the Difference. You're also going to learn how to rewire your brain to work for you instead of fighting you in your business, so that you can reach that next level of success in your business. And you're going to learn how to attract these high paying clients, close these high ticket sales, create this irresistible offer with a guarantee that you will close nearly $14,000 within 6 months. What are you waiting for? Go down in the show notes, click the link, apply, book your interview call, and I'll see you there.
Hey coach, thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got exactly what you needed to hear, even if it stung a little. Every week, I am committed to showing up here on the show and bringing you not one, but two value-packed episodes to help you grow deeper in your faith, build a profitable coaching business, and become an absolute powerhouse at getting high-ticket coaching clients online. And the number one way that you can support the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast is by taking 30 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and then share this show with a friend. Thank you for partnering with me to get these episodes out to as many online coaches as possible, because the world needs more powerhouse women building online coaching businesses for the kingdom of heaven. I appreciate you, I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode.